This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. As you may know, this weekend, WGIL and our Galesburg radio stations are doing the second of two community food drives that, at least when we collect non-perishable food here in Galesburg, it benefits the Fish Food Pantry. So we thought it would be a good time to talk with Diane Copeland, who's the chair of the board of directors of the Fish Food Pantry, and she is on the line right now. Diane, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, well, thank you for talking with me.
Absolutely. We're glad to talk with you for sure, Diane. So my first question, though, is how have things gone this year? I imagine it's sort of a good news, bad news situation. You help a lot of people that really need it, and that's probably both a good and kind of an unfortunate thing, right?
It is. It is the good news and the bad news. The good news is we are here to help people who are in need of food. I don't have our end-of-year numbers, of course, yet, but this year through June 30th are the only numbers that I do have, and we served 6,374 individuals.
Wow.
And that was from 2,676 families. Those are duplicated numbers because we do have some families that come, of course, more than once a year.
Sure, sure.
Some three or four, just whenever they really need it. Some people come 12 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, that is the good news, that we are here for anyone that does need our help. And the other good news is this community is so very supportive.
Absolutely.
To help us keep our pantry stocked. And we do rely solely on donations, monetary and food, and some grants and community donations from churches, service groups. And we are a United Way agency.
Great.
So I can't think of any bad news other than, it is too bad that we do have people that need our help.
In terms of those people who do need your help, Diane, are you seeing that grow in any way? Is it staying consistent? Is it lessening any way to quantify that, I guess?
It does seem odd, but I did do some calculations just a few weeks ago for the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And during the last 5 years, our numbers have actually declined.
Wow.
I know. I'm trying to decide. I have nothing to base it on other than, in my opinion, maybe declining population. I know the school enrollment is down. In 2013, we served for the total year. We had 18,081 individuals.
Wow.
From 6,778 households. That was for a whole year. We did spend $129,678 in food assistance that year.
Wow.
And actually, last year in 2017, our total served was 14,263 individuals from 5,888 households.
In terms of the people that you do help and the need that is there, when somebody considers giving to Fish, is there one thing over another that would be most helpful? Is it that monetary donation? Is it the stuff we'll shove into a bunch of UPS trucks on Saturday help? Is it equal parts need of financial and non-perishable foods?
I would say they're pretty equal.
Okay.
It's always great to get those food drives. That's wonderful. It's a good way to get our pantries filled in a short period of time. Monetary donations are always very helpful. We are an agency of the Riverbend Food Bank in Davenport. And through them, if we buy the food that's donated to them, we get that for 20 cents per pound.
Wow.
So there again, if we get a $5 donation, we can turn that, a dollar into $5. So every dollar that we get donated to us equates to $5 in buying power for
wow.
Fish. We don't buy all of the food that's donated, but we can buy those items.
I used to think of the monetary donations as going to just buy, frozen foods and some of those perishables that I know you use, but it really goes beyond that now with the help of the Riverbend Food Bank.
Oh, it definitely does. We, matter of fact, I was just filling out the order for next month for Riverbend. It does go beyond that. We buy some things local if we run out. We order, our perishables from some of those from River Bend also. But then we locally get things like our margarine, our sliced cheese, luncheon meat, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We always get those locally at stores here in town. And like I say, we do that purchasing. We have some deliveries made. It's hard for us to go pick up like a whole bunch of saltine crackers at once. So that's another thing that we purchase locally sometimes, because we can get them delivered here in town.
Sure.
You'd be amazed at how fast it comes in and how fast it goes out.
Yeah, I know. So we talk about that during the food drives, that as much as we spend a lot of time at 4 p.m. at the end of each of these food drives loading all of the groceries into the food pantry, it never stays there for very long.
No, it really doesn't. And last time, the one that was just a few weeks back, it was a little over 2.1 tons of food
that
was collected. Yes, I know. It's amazing, and we are so very thankful here at Fish for those, for this community, and how giving that, you know, the community really is.
Absolutely, and we'll try to replicate that, or at least do better than that. Maybe even on Saturday with our food drive. So, if somebody is listening, Diane, and they maybe didn't know beforehand that they could get the help that Fish provides, what should they do if someone does need help?
Okay, if someone does need help, what they need to do is give us a call. We the calls do go through an answering service, and that number is 343-7807.
343-7807, okay.
That's correct. And basically, they just need to leave their name and their phone number.
Okay. And you have a website too, correct?
We do. It's fishofgelsberg.org.
All right. Very good. Anything before I run out of time that you want to add or that we're missing so far, Diane?
I don't think so. Just that we are so thankful for everyone. And we just put our mission statement first, and that's providing food for those in need. And that's why we are here. So,
well, we are very happy for sure to help you out once again this Saturday with our community food drive. And we thank you for all the work you're doing for the community, Diane.
Well, thank you. And like I say, I can't thank you enough for having these food drives. This is what keeps us going.
We're very happy to. Diane Copeland, the chair of the board for the Fish Food Pantry, thanks so much again for your time.
Oh, thank you.
And again, our food drive is Saturday from 8 to 4. We'll be at both Hy-Vee stores and the Galesburg Walmart Supercenter collecting non-perishable items for the Fish Food Pantry with the big brown UPS trucks there. Every little bit helps, that is for sure. We're also collecting food at Hilo and Abingdon on Saturday, and that food will go to the Abingdon Community Food Pantry. You can find out more at WGIL.com, but we hope to see you Saturday, and we thank you for your help, and again, thanks to Fish as well. Business news and more next on Galesburg's Evening News.